Please can you tell me your strongest memory of the flood?
Yes, what I do remember really badly, the little girl that got drowned, only 7 years old, came here, brought us our evening news, went home to her family, and they all got drowned. There was one boy saved because he was out in Norwich for the day. Yeah, it was sad, it was really sad. He came home and he was really heartbroken. His family had all gone. Yeah, and another lady I knew, she lived a little further down the lane. She was up in the bedroom, they had a little boy, they put him into chest of drawers. So they thought he could float and be saved. And the end of their house went out, both of them. They kissed each other goodbye. But they got saved. Yeah, they did, which was lovely. My dad was a gamekeeper at Hickling. We rang him up because we knew he could get a boat. So we had a farmer from Waxham had a lorry. So they went to Hickling, got the boat, brought it to Seapalling and saved some people. Mr. Feathers, who lived in the lifeboat, my dad went after him and he said, "Come on, Mr. Feathers, hurry up, hurry up." He said, "Wait a minute, I must get my tin." And we come to find out afterward, he got all his money in a biscuit tin. He was going to get his money all right. And another lady who lived in the lifeboat, her furniture landed a half a mile away in Awe, which my husband was running and I were at that time, a farm, and all her bed linen and chest of drawers were all in there, our yard. Yeah, and we saved them and she was delighted to get her white linen back. Yeah, and when we went to plough the fields out afterwards, what we were getting, combs and toothpaste and all that sort of thing, what was buried, because we couldn't use the land for a long while because of the salt water. Yeah.
Do you have another story?
My dad rescued my husband's aunt and uncle from the farmhouse bedroom windows. The dog got away by walking on top of a bank. And they rescued them and they brought them up here. And that night, Graham was upstairs asleep, 4 years old, my son. He woke up with all the commotion, so I had to get him down. Then the doctor came to see if the aunt and uncle were all right, in which they were, and they stayed with me for a week till the farmer at Waxham got them a little cottage to live in. So they lived there till their house, which a friend and I scrubbed all out and cleaned it all up for.
Can you tell us about your dad?
Yes, I'd love to tell you about my dad, which I idolised. And he was 6'3". That was why he helped to get the survivors here at Seapalling. He worked at Whiteslea Lodge, Hickling, as a gamekeeper. He used to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning and go and feed the ducks. And he used to go pike fishing. And all the royalty have been down there, which he's met. And he's taken the kings out. And really enjoyed it. Coot shoots and everything like that. Yes, when Prince Charles came down, he was 9 years old, he went up the steps to the lookout, like a boy he was, found there was a ridge along the top of the roof and off he went. My dad had to go and rescue him.
Do you remember anything else?
Yes, I'll tell you about Mr. and Mrs. Holmes. They had the big shop, they had a little calf, they made bread there was a baker's. And what they did that night, before the water came through, they'd walked up the road to visit some friends. And then the flood came while they were there, and when they went back, they had lost everything. Their home and everything in it. How's that?
Thank you.